next year is a little bit controversial. That's why so many people came. And I'm trying not to get into the controversy because obviously it involves a shul. And that's the discussion of, this is where we're in the siman of Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry I had to photocopy so much, but there's a big discussion about davening in the women's section. It's going to be a big discussion. Can you count a minyan of people? If you have nine and one person upstairs, can you count them for a minyan? And general rules about that. As I'm sure you're not familiar with, but there are places that Baruch Hashem, we're in a beautiful shul, but there are some places they daven in, let's say, a house, for argument's sake. So let's say you go to a house minyan, and the house minyan has where the actual davening takes place, meaning where the Baal Tefillah is, let's say it's a small room, and everybody likes to be very comfortable. So of the 10 people, maybe 5 of them are in that main room, let's call it the living room, and in the den or whatever, you have another, and then in the kitchen you have another. And what if it should that equal minyan? Obviously, this is good halacha ma'aseh. Furthermore, even if we're not going to discuss minyan, as far as it being part of a minyan, what about if you daven in the women's section? Are we going to go as far as to say that if you're in the women's section and you're davening in the women's section, you're not yotzei chazaras hashatz? You're not yotzei. This is the question. So where the story comes up is a story, an aid that happened. So I know it's true. And that is as follows. In the Yom Kippur Widmir, certainly during the winter, it used to be when I was there, but certainly now probably too, it's the main place for the Mincha Maariv to take place. So you have a lot of non-members who daven there. And specifically, you have a lot of, in this case, with a lot of yeshivish people davening. I'm not sure exactly what the reason is, but many of those yeshivish people decided that the best place to daven was in the Ezra's Nashim. This is where they daven in the shul, and there the Ezra's Nashim was similar to the one that we have here, where so the men would just come in and the men would daven there. And apparently the rabbi got very upset, and the rabbi said, this is a big problem. He stopped davening, and he said, I just want people to know, if you're in the Ezra's Nashim, number one, it's against our shul policy, and number two, it's against halacha, and you're not, you should know that you're not even yotzei davening by being there. So everybody turned around, and they saw only black hats there, and they said, because they know that they have to daven mincha, but they don't want to walk into the young Israel. So the truth is that we will see that that's what the machlokes is based on that. And I heard a shiur from Rav Schechter when he discussed the yonim of tefillah, and he bedavka spoke about this point, and he shared a similar concern. We know that 100% for sure, before we get into the nitty-gritty of it, we know that the Kedushas of Beis Knesset is different for the actual main sanctuary and the Ezra's Nashim. This is the Dabar Yadua's undisputed halacha. There's a machlekes in the Rishonim, the Achronim, how far we go in that level of Kedusha, but so that, and as we had in the Beis HaMikdash, so that women could come into the Azara, there was a Mechitza Bedavka, so the level of Kedusha wouldn't be as high. Clearly because women had the Tumas Nida and the different other types of Tumas, and therefore we wanted to bring it on a lower level. As we discussed before, many shuls inherently in building the shul create a smaller level of Kedusha so that certain things can happen. According to the strict halacha of Beis Knesset, the Mikdash Ma'at, it would be usher for a person to do anything else besides for davening, maybe shiurim would be allowed, but certainly to eat in the shul, according to the halacha, if it's a Beis Knesset, the Kedusha's Beis Knesset, it's 100% usher. You're not allowed to talk in the shul except for Divrei Tefillah, and you wouldn't have to be able to have a wedding in the shul. The bris would be allowed, maybe. Other types of functions would not be allowed. So to have a board meeting, for example, in the main shul would be usher, unless the shul, as almost all shuls do before they build it, specifically in America, is a shiloh, whether you could do it in Eretz Yisrael, probably not. Their miyucha, the shul, to the level of Kedusha is not the same as that of the Beis Knesset, Shedoyim el Beis HaMikdash. So obviously what comes with that is the realization that the shul is not on the same level of Kedusha.
How do they lower the level when they build
it? The halacha is that you can make a Tanai, and you can say that the level of Kedusha, we don't want to be the same. This was something that many people are against. I know Rav Aaron always spoke about this, and Rav Aaron thought that he didn't think that you can do this. And therefore he held, I think it's in writing, that men and women can never sit in the main sanctuary. apart, together, nothing. He says that the Kedusha's Beis Knesset is such that women are not allowed to enter the Beis Knesset. Maybe we should shut up the tape, but that's what he held. And they said he never understood. You go to a wedding, all of a sudden, that's in a, let's say, an Orthodox shul, all of a sudden they have a mechitza, but the women, but it's not a real mechitza. You know, the women, meaning they don't have a real mechitza, the women sit on one, or they have a shir, the women sit on one side. So he's like, so those that would dispute that would say, as long as inherently in the building of the shul, the kedusha is less, so then it would be okay. This is certainly a shadow to be discussed, on a different level about that. I don't want to get too involved in it, because obviously there's a tremendous amount of machloekas here, and obviously the worst thing a person can do is paskin a halacha, which obviously I won't do, but based on what the shul already does. You know, the shul's minhag already on Friday nights, so but it will be part of the discussion to make it interesting to discuss that. So if you look... Yeah. So first of all, you have two shilas with the mobile mechitza would be, on Shabbos, if it's an inyun of bona, is a mechitza, is a mamash mechitza. So we say no, because it's something that's poirik, very simply. And the shilah would be, right, so what they do when they put up the mechitza here, so that's an interesting shilah, whether or not you're going to say, so does that inherently lessen the kedusha of that place now, because it's a mechitza? So that, probably not, because that you weren't miyuchad. But over there, where that's for sure, so we'll see, I don't want to jump ahead, but we'll see that that's not the best place to daven. Clearly, 100% true. It's not the best place to daven.
Doesn't this also show the whole about minhag of Rav Shechter?
Which is?
Together, very non-daven.
Right.
But as long as it's accepted.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I believe that's the policy of the Rav Shechter.
That's a good policy. Sometimes I've seen people not sit up. But
sorry.
But also, you can say that by shirum is certainly on a different, forget about the, you know, shirum, the question would become, would you be able to, which is not tonight's discussion, to have anything besides a shir? To have somebody come up, even if his name is, even if he was a former attorney general of Eretz Yisrael, if it's not really Torah, so then the question would be, can you have a lecture
well,
in a shul?
Well, spoke about this. In the shir,
yeah.
I remember
yeah. So he gave the shul, Hilchos new shul.
Right. So he said that in the shul.
Inherently, the Kedusha was brought down.
But he said that we shouldn't even have shirim in the shul itself. I mean, this Knesset, like, this would just, should just be just solely for davening. And I remember him saying something like that, but I think even here now, we have shirim, and then we have, like, the big projection screens and
right.
things like that.
I remember him giving the shir and him specifically saying that when he was talking about the problems in other shuls of talking, that one reason why there's a mitzad l'hakel that we could talk in the mutter times to talk is because most shuls, including our shuls, when they built the shul, inherently said, we're not going to have it. He goes, but you have to realize what you did when you did that. You're basically making a statement that I can't control myself in shul, or I don't have a big enough, you know, maybe for good reasons, we need to have shirim here, we have Baruch Hashem, so many people, and we can't, whatever it is, and therefore, the Kedusha level is brought down. I think, if I'm not mistaken, in Eretz Yisrael you can't do this, because inherently the Kedusha is the Kedusha's Beis Knesset, which I'm sure you've heard about things that happen in the Great Synagogue that maybe you can't do. So, that's it.
Yeah, a quick tangent.
Sure.
A bris?
Yeah, so that's not part of davening, mitzvah halacha, but if you hold from Rav Aaron Shita, women can never come into the main shul. But it would be hard to limit. I actually, it's interesting you say that. I was at a bris a few weeks ago, and the mother of the baby, for some reason, had the shtick. She wanted to be right next to the baby. I've never seen this before. She went all the way up to the front, and the mole looked at her and he says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Go back." But that's also mitzad. I think he was scared that she would go nuts and jump on the mole or something. Anyway, okay, so let's go to, if you look at the first page, 174, it says as follows, this is Simon Nunhei, Si'if Yudimel says as follows, Sarach Shiyu, Kol Asar B'makam Echad B'Shliach Sibarim Mayim. They have to be in one room, in one place. Yo'in B'Sorcha Pesach, Min Hagef Machutz, the Heinrich Yishasoga Adelis M'Mukomo, Shefa Peninis, Shel Abi Adelis Machutz Kilachutz. So the question is, as follows, this is going to be based on a Gemara in Pesachim. Which I forgot to bring with me. So, it's going to be based on the Gemara in Pesachim, which we're going to see in the Beis Yosef, is going to mention this Gemara, which discusses about the halachas of eating the kachakalin, of eating korban pesach, michutz liyushalayim, what signifies the old city walls. So, the example would be as follows. If you have a shul, a good example is the example here. So, you have the door of the shul over there. So, the doors, So the question is, when the doors are open, where the mechitza is, where the mezuzah is, so if you had people standing where the mezuzah is, and they were number 10, would they count for a minyan? So the answer is, yes, they count. Why? Because when you close the doors, they're in the shul. Okay, so that would be mutter. But if they were standing one step outside of where the mezuzah is, so that would be usur. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So that's the first halacha that we learn. And so let's look in the Mishnah Berurah quickly. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kol Asara, this is, goes back on 174 again, the afilu in Einon Royin, Elu, Es Elu, if you don't see one in each other, so what's the halacha? So he says, even if you don't see them, Kevan, Shehein, V'bayis Achas, Echad, they're in one house, they're in one shul, it's fine. Aval, in Miksasim Becheda Zeh, Miksasim Becheda Acher, Ein Mitzarfen, Af al pi shapesach pasuach b'nehem, right? Mishum de ein sham priestess. So he says that what happens. However, if you have two separate rooms and you don't have a total of 10, that's problematic. The pesach gufum mechitza chashuva v'havi lei shnei batim. So then he discusses about the walls and different things like that. The afilu kishein delas b'nehem kol shehein b'shnei rishus v'ein roim zevazeh ein mitzarfen. So if you had a typical case where you had a, let's say, in our shul, so people were standing mamish outside, and the doors are open, and you can't see them, though, then that counted for the minyan. So, too, it would seem that if they were in the mechitza side, and you had a person, Rachman al-Aslan, who was sitting in a wheelchair, and you couldn't see him over the mechitza, because you couldn't see his face, and the Dafkas uses the word pun for some reason, which we'll see later on, he cannot be counted for the minyan. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Right, so then he goes on to say that if you have the case of a house minyan, where you have a living room and a dining room, really the entire minyan should be in one room. This is disputed, but this seems to be the best thing that a person should do. The Yesh Omrim, I'm sorry, in Mem Tes, he says, Echad, Hayutesha Bebayis Echad, Basukha. So if you had 9 people in one, nine people in a house, and one person was outside in the sukkah, let's say it's attached to the house. Yesh omrim mistarfus, v'yesh cholkin, ki sheyesh teisha b'makom echad, v'echad acher. So the question is, so what do we hold from? So really, lahalacha, that would be a good case. Meaning, the sukkah case, obviously, is no better than the case of, you have a dining room and a living room, whatever it is, that might be mutter. We might go back to last week's shir, really 9's okay anyway. So to have the guy, you know, b'shas v'chak, let's just say, it's okay. So to have a 9, and you have a guy that's really there, but he's not physically in the room, that might be okay. But clearly, if you have 5 people in one room, and 5 people in the other room, that's very problematic. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is basically getting at.
Is there any distance until you're all outside?
Oh, so that's discussed. It comes up by Kiddush Levana. So Kiddush Levana, where they want to say Kaddish, you can't just stop and say Kaddish without 10 people. And discussed last week, there's a shiloh that Bada Yosef discusses by in cemeteries. And in cemeteries, somebody comes for a yurtzeit, somebody comes for an unveiling, they want to say a kaddish. So apparently there was a minhag that he quotes that they used to say kaddish without 10 people. Why? Because they used to say that all the tzaddikim in the cemetery knew there's enough for a minyan. So he quotes whether or not you're allowed to do this. He quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav, after he died, it said that he used to come on Shabbos, on Friday night, to greet his family. That's what the Gemara says. And it's explained, what does it mean? It says they used to make kiddush for the family. It says, how can it be Yosef's kiddush of a dead person? He said, tzaddik, so right, tzaddikim nikra chayim, they're like living. So he says, maybe the tzad l'hokel, meaning if you're in the cemetery, what's it called? The harazetim, if you're in the harazetim, and you're next to Rav Moshe Feinstein's cabinet, and this one, and that one, and all these people, can you count them for a minyan? So maybe you can. If you have 9 people, and you can count Rav Moshe Feinstein, so maybe. That's what he wants to say, whether or not that's really allowed. But when it comes to Kiddush Levana, so there are those that ask the question of whether or not a person would be allowed to be part of a minyan like that. So one of the Shailos Teshuvos discusses this case. It seems to say that yes, because they're in the same area, it should be okay. You have this a lot in camps. Where you have this one big area, they don't daven, they daven in something that looks like a tent, or it's very open, so that would probably be okay, as long as everybody can see each other, which that's really what we're going to discuss. So now turn the page. let's do some of the more of the Shulchan Aruch. Your Dalet.
So far, we're saying that as long as you can see one another,
right,
no matter
it
what,
should be okay. It should be okay. And it seems to be that the Mishnah Berurah's heter on that is that you only have to see his face, right? So that's a heter which we're going to discuss, which is going to be mechitza. So if I can look up, right, this is going to be the facade, the heter of the less kosher mechitzas, right? So if I can see the person, what if I can't see their body? Looks like the face is okay. Again, we'll see why. Yudalad. Misha omeid achurai beis hakneses uvenehem chalon. So what if you're outside the beis hakneses and there's a window? V'afilu gavo akama komos, and it's much higher. It's maybe even a few stories high. Afilu eino rachav arba. So he says, umar lahem panav misham mistarfi mayim lasar. So again, this panim comes into play, where as long as you can see his face, it would be okay. So you get this is another possibility. The window's open, and you can see his face, so he can be mistarfi minyan. Again, I know the bottom line question that everybody's going to ask is, why can't he just walk into the shul? So there are times where, I think the Gemara is a case like this, where their shul, right, they're davening the late minyan, the 9 o'clock minyan, and right outside the shul, there's a guy that's a soicher, and he's selling flowers for somebody. So he's not allowed to come in. It's against the halacha for him to come in for the minyan. He's a soicher. He's supposed to be working for somebody. So if they open the window and they can see his face, so maybe he can count as a minyan. That would be a case like that. Why, if there's 9 people and the 10th guy's upstairs, he can't come downstairs? Nobody understands that. He should. The Haggad says, Gagin the Aliyas.
This is probably all
the situation. Yeah. Gagin the Aliyas, Eina Baklal, Bias, the Omer Alehem, Ein Mesarfen. So the case is that if you're on top of the ceiling, if you're on top of the roof, anything like that, so that we don't allow, right? That's a basic Meforish Halacha when it came to Korban Pesach. Next, Kesavah.
Maybe it's exactly what you said. The reason it's allowed is because
he could come in.
On a roof, he ain't jumping down.
Somewhere. Right. Ein miksasim b'fnim u'miksasim b'chutz l'shliach siva torcha pesach hu mitzarfen. If, this is an interesting case, if you have now people in 2 rooms, you have 4 and 5, and he stands in the middle, and he dominates in the middle, that would be okay, because it goes like the shliach sibor is really the one that gets to decide here. Yeah, so that would be another problem. He's in the middle, meaning what does it mean? Right, he can see both, because that's what's important. If the shliach tzibur is supposed to be mostly people, he's supposed to have people in mind, so nu enoch hanami, that if he's davening the shul and has 1,000 people, so he doesn't have to look at everybody's face, okay, I have you. No, but here, at least 10 people he has to have in mind. So he can see everybody, that's good enough.
Even
if someone in front of him, right, we're going to see by Nisiyas Kapayim. About what the halacha would be again if you're in the women's section, see us kapayim. Fine. Okay, so now let's look at important halachas you see underlined in your dalet. Mistarfin imahem. Da'af diyesh hefsek mechitza b'nehem kevan dimari lahem panav domil lama shemivur b'simon kofsal dekei linyan zimun. So he compares this many times, the Mishnah Berurah does this, in this halacha to zimun. And by zimun, this is the halachas in Gemara Brachos about you're 2 people for a minyan, for zimun, and a guy walks by, wait, and he's in a window, you open the window, do me a favor, can you join the zimun? So that would be mutter. So too over here, that even if there's a mechitza, b'nehem, mechitza, what do we know mechitza from? Okay, maybe an ezes noshim, as long as you can see his face, that would be mutter. The im, kevon lefiz zeh poshet, ha'umdim be'ezes noshim. It's obvious that if you're standing in the ezes noshim, Umechitza, Hamasik Yesh Cholon, and for some reason, I'm not sure how this happened, was a more popular scene because everybody seems to discuss it. The Mechitza had a window opening. So it used to be, obviously, this actually makes sense, if you go to the Hasidic shuls, right, so the women are all the way upstairs somewhere, and there's a little window, and you just see fingers come out from the window. So if you have something like that, Umar Lehem Panov Misham, and he shows the face, it might not mean that his face is open the whole time, but he opens this usher window and he sees the face, so that might be a mitzarfenayim la'asar. The kol shekein, the im yesh li ado asar nichshav tefilas betzibur al yedeika. The af al pichein yosher tov im binokelu lo leirei lebeis kenezah sheyirei. The yesh ha'achonim shecholkim al ikar hadin v'sovrim de'enenu eno domel klal azimur. So he says you don't compare. So the Mishnah Berurah again kind of goes back. As we said last week, an interesting halacha. In the beginning he said there should be mutter, but he says really a person shouldn't do this. As long as if it's easy enough for him to come down, and there's no reason why he shouldn't come down, you know what? He really should come down, because there are poskim who say it is 100% usur for him. It's not like Zimun, he has to be there. So this would be a case where you have, I just thought of the case as I was just there, in the Agudas Yisrael, or Baltimore. A very interesting setup. All shuls would be like this. Basically what they have is that they have a Ezros Noshim, let's say like this Ezros Noshim on the top, and it's totally, the women can't see anything, right? It's white. You can't see anything. Except,
men can't see, or women can't
see? Oh, the men can't see anything, but when you go upstairs, number one, it's a base medrash, it's a full base medrash, and you can see everything that's going on. It's a two-way mirror, or it's not a two-way mirror, a two-way glass. So you can see, totally you can see in, and in fact, they have windows on the top, and on Shabbos, they open the windows, you can hear everything. It's such a good idea, because you see everything. There's no little slash, nothing. So now, this is a good case, because that case is that there's a base medrash. So let's say there's a base medrash, and the guy there's sitting and learning, and they only have 9 people for a minyan. So now I have to come down for my learning, so now he opens the window, he shows his face, and he says, I'm here, I can listen to you. So that might be okay, and that might be mitzad for the Mishnah Berurah to say, if he can't really come down. Why can't he come down? Because he's doing something that's important, he's learning. I got him already. So that's the first halacha. So really we see mitzad Mishnah Berurah, 100% also for a person to, it seems to be no question here. A person really can't daven in the women's section. I mean, he might not even be able to be counted for a minyan. So Kal v'chomer bein shehu, it's not something you should do. So, furthermore, so then he says, so we don't compare it to Zimun. Okay, so then he says in Tesvav, Eino mistarfen, the kevin shu shliach sibur, kol echa no sein dato Allah, who, right, as Uri pointed out, so that he's part of it.
Why do we say that that's exactly parallel? Maybe he's not counted as a minion, but here, who's saying he's not going to be Mekayim?
Okay, you should go ahead. 100%. There's two totally separate points. No question about it. I agree with you 100%. Mitzad minion, he might write it. But conceptually, though, if we're saying that he might not be able to be counted for a minion, so it doesn't sound so good for him. I'm not saying that he's not Yotzei. What I'm saying is, from the Mishnah Berurah, it is clear that it's optimal for him not to be in the Ezros Noshim. Because there are the whole authority that say you're not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei Mitzad Minyan. If you're not counted for a minion, so how good can it be? So you're right. Technically, Mitzad Halacha, you might be 100% L'chachilo, you might be Yotzei, Shemon Esri, Kedusha, everything. But is it better? No, it's not better. I don't think there's any Pesach that disagrees that it's better to be there. It's the same thing. I don't think so. So that's halacha. So if you look, so fine. Okay, so now look on the next page. We'll get to the Mar Makomas now. So before we get to the Mar Makomas, look on 3 and 176, just to end off these halachas. He says like this. He ends off the halacha by saying, it's the halacha before about being in a small room against the big room. So if the Shliach Tzibur is in the big room, it's okay, and the people are in the big room. But then he says about im kasata asar in yudches, the base kinesu kasata the azara enum mitzarfim. So what does it mean by azara? So look at the yudches in the Mishnah Berurah. Hu hadin afilu im teisha bebeis kinesu the yachid the azara. So then it wouldn't be good. Even if 9 are here in the base kinesu, maybe assuming that 9 would be okay, really. The Apri Megadim says, mir the ishin roim zeh vazeh, uvorim zeh vazeh, afilu b'shnei batim mamish mitzarfim. So he says, no, it would be okay. That's what the Prima Gadim says. Fine. Look at Ches. I'm sorry, Chav. In the Mishnah Berurah again. She'enu imahem. Motel omar afilu hu v'bayit acher. Rachok legame. She'kemen she'ha'asara heim b'makam echad. Shechina shorei b'nehem. The ad afilu mechidah shalbazar. Enu mitzarfim dein. Kol she'rosu letzarif imahem. So he says, though, like you just said, if there are 10 people in the room, and he's far, far away, but he can be seen, he can be heard, whatever it is, he can hear. So he's mitzaref because a mechitza shel barzel is not, doesn't matter. What's this coming from? This comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, in the Gemara in Pesachim, daf peidal adam and beis, the Gemara talks about the following case. So now you could actually turn the pages. He says, the Mishnah Berurah basically summarizes this, but I'm going to summarize the Beis Yosef summarizes in number 1. I'm going to summarize the Beis Yosef because we're running out of time. So basically the Gemara says that the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says what happens about, we know that Kosher Kalan, the Korban Pesach, both of them had to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, meaning it was unique in that they didn't have to be eaten mamish by the Beis HaMikdash, they could be eaten anywhere. What's considered the Beis HaMikdash? So just as I said before, the Mishnah says that the doorway, so if you're in the doorway of the house that you're eating the Korban Pesach, it has to be eaten in the house, it can't be eaten on the roof. So if you're in the doorway of the house, that would be okay. But if you're outside where the door swings, that would be usher. So the Gemara says, what about a case of the openings of the old city? As we know, those openings where, let's say, a window would go. So what if you're sitting on one of those openings? Yes, because even the inside of the wall, that's considered okay. On top of the wall, that's considered okay. The gateways, and the windows would not be good. So if you're sitting on the window because you're kind of on the outside, so that wouldn't be okay. So there's a machlokas Rashi Tosas there, which is important for us to understand. And the machlokas is as follows. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says a startling statement. Shemachitza shel barzel, a machitza barzel, meaning the strongest material, and you have mamish a total difference, meaning someone's actually standing over here in the coat room, and a machitza shel barzel, so that does not interrupt the shechina. The shechina is shoyer b'neihem, and you can be counted for a minyan, it seems to. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi says, Reshuv and Levi meant that if you have five people in one room, and five people are in the coat room now, we can have a minyan, no problem, because the shechina is going to be between them, don't worry about it, it's under one roof, no problem. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? I can't see them, I can't even hear them so well, how can you tell me they can be counted? That's the basic machlokas, that's for our understanding is what's important. So the question becomes, What are we going to hold is the halacha l'maisa? The Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Chaf in Sif Katan Samach Aleph, so he says Yachal Anos Amen Amen Yehesh Meirabah Kedusha Ubaruchu Yachal Lahosi Dechavos of Tzfila. So he says it's okay that a person really can be yotzei b'tzfila. The question is that really true? So the Aruch HaShulchan in explaining this Beis Yosef and really what the Shulchan Aruch says as well. So he questions this halacha, because the Beis Yosef says, really the Mishnah Berurah says this, Misha Omeid, this is in 2, Misha Omeid Beis Knesses, B'nehem Cholon, Afilu Gavoa, Kama Kamos, Afilu Eino Rochav, Abba, right? And you see his panim, that's okay. Why, he explains? So he says like this, that the panim is okay because the Iker HaSharis HaShechina Hi Al HaPanim, Dechsiv Ki Keren Or Panav. The Pasuk says, the Karen Or Panav, that the Karen Or must be talking about, right? It's talking about Moshe, and the Karen Or, so it must be talking that the Shechina was Shoira on his face, i.e., that's where the Shechina is in your face. So you really only have to see the face, you don't have to see the entire body. However, he says, the Machmir view is, as I underline, Vadai ha'omdim be'arezos nashim lo yistarf im ha'omdim be'beit kenesis, im shiyesh chalonis, right? So, that he questions whether it can be Mitzar. So, okay, so we get for sure now, we don't have many cases like this, but if you have 8 people, you have 9 people, and you have frequently Ezra's notion, they probably cannot be counted for minyan. Okay, you should go ahead. This is something that's quoted the halacha of understanding what the halacha is so we can understand that, and can understand whether or not a person can do that and be Yosei. That's the two questions we have to ask. So the, first we'll do the, what's in order here. The source number 3, we actually quoted from last week as well, the Halicha Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Zalman Aras Pesachim on Pesach Halacha on Shulchan Aruch. So look in your base. Ha'omid the base hacheder, ha'somach the base hakenesas. Kigon be'ezos nashem, einu mitzdarif imayim. Lehechshir kim is palo in etzibar. Ad shiyamud somach lecholon, liroys mi'bisham mi'base hakenesas. He has to be seen. So I think this is a Sad Lehechshir nowadays. Why? Because many shuls, you can see, you got no problem, right? Going to the many shuls in our country where the mechitzas are very low, so you can not only can you see his face, you can see a good portion of his body, sometimes 80%, and some shuls 90% of his body. So therefore, it would be 100% mutter. And even if you're going to say it's glass, so nitzan mechitza, we're saying it's a partition, but you can still see his face. It doesn't matter if it's glass. Right, the famous truth is Rav Moshe Feinstein. So many people get the heter of why are mechitzas allowed with glass? Meaning, why is a lot of top half of mechitzas with lattice work with glass? Why? Because they ask Rav Moshe in a tshuva, if it's mutter, is that considered a mechitza lahalacha? He says yes. And as the guy was walking out, he said, but it's an issur midaraisa of histaklus. Meaning you're not allowed to say dorosh v'kedusha, looking at certain parts of a woman's body, woman's exposed. So if a woman's going to be walking into shul, even if her head's covered, but some of her hair showing, or she's not, whatever it is, it could be a problem. So I'm joking that the person walked out, because he writes in the tshuva, mefurish, and he says that a person, right, mitzad nechitza, yeah, yotze, but mitzad estaklos, you might have a big problem, especially in the shul. So that didn't make it into the understanding. It says, for Moshe Nazar, you can use glass. But, yeah, but it's still a problem. So he says that a person, and they could be mistaken. So it would appear that Rav Shlomo Zalman is actually a little bit makel here. As long as you can see them, you being maybe the chazan, can see the people in the Eretz Noshen, which clearly here mostly won't be a problem, it should be mutter. So in the footnote, this is what they write. This is in what says Yudches on it. The Af, the Moshe Chasav HaShari Chu, this is like the Shari Chu, it says, Nira, Demash Nuskar Cholon Katan, Yitakin Dehu Ra Kedei Sheiyu Hakom Neshama. So he says that maybe if it's even a small window, maybe you don't have to see him, maybe you can just hear his voice, he can say, I'm here, and that might be okay too, and give him a star for a minion. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Demash Meshagam Le'inyan Tzfila B'tzibor, Tzrichim Sheyiru Lahem Pano. So if it comes to tzvila b'tzibur, meaning you want to be yotzei tzvila b'tzibur, you want to be yotzei chazar sashat, you want to hear a kedusha, you want to hear it, you have to be able to see his face, right? So again, I think it's a little bit funny. So us, modern Orthodox, who don't have the chassidish mechitzas, are probably better off in that if we're in the Ezra's Nashim and we can be seen, it's okay. The gamma chayodim uber, the chashukim is palo yechidi, and enu mara panav latzibur. So this is a startling halacha, so that if the person was davening, and he cannot be seen for whatever reason, the Chai Adam goes as far as to say that it's ki'ilu he's davening b'yechidus, which is unbelievable. Which is basically saying you can hear all of davening with your tefillin on and with your talis over your head, and you can be answering to Kedusha. It's a big problem. What are you answering Kedusha for? You're not Yotzei the Minyan, right? Just like if there were four people in here, and they were saying everything, thinking that they had a minyan, and in fact they didn't really have one, so you weren't really Yotzei anything. Is it such a problem? Is it, okay, that's for another discussion, whether or not you really need to be, where does Chazar Shashat's help anymore? What about Kedusha? But new, if you come to shul anyway, according to the Chai Adam, which is not such a small source, it's a big source, a person shouldn't be in the Ezra's Nashim if he can't be seen. So if he's standing all the way back, and there's many shuls, it bothers me, because people, for some reason, there's a large, large shul, and they just have to sit, and they have to be in the Ezra's Nashim. And some shuls, Baruch Hashem, maybe, you can't see the Ezra's Nashim, you can't see through. So clearly the Chazan can't see the people that really have a problem being Yotzei. And before Shalokha, the Chai Odom says, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say this as well. Mikol Mokom, Af, so then he says in the next paragraph, Af v'chi ha'gavne shemar panav ein nachon, v'chem v'spalokein. Even if you can see his face, Zachar Shlomo Zalman Avra, you still should not bow there. Kimur b'mishnah brurah ki ein zeh shavim mamish l'ispalel im hatzibur v'deif hakneses. So what is he saying basically? As his notion is not really halachically called the Beis Hakneses. Vayin heitev b'toisus v'rosh Hashanah. What does he say? Im hamispalel b'cheder acher kigon ge'ezus notion matayim mitzvos tefila b'tzibur. Came with the rock yecholim la'anos kedusha v'amen yehesh meraba aval. Tefilat Sibra lo mikrai. So he says that it seems to be Sad Lahet of the Tosfos. Yeah, he can answer Kedusha, but he's not Yotze Tefilat B'Tzibor. So even he, who seems to be Mekel, is not even Mekel. He quotes the Meiri, Shezoch Gam Tefilat B'Tzibor. So he says, no, he disagrees. Gam Ze Cheshuk Tefilat B'Tzibor. Kevan Ze Ein Chiluk Bein Ezos Noshim Havrina Legevori Lebeis Knesses. You can't make, that he says that a person, al that ain't chiluk. There's no chiluk between the two. The kedusha of a base kinesis is such that it's definitely on a higher level than the Ezra's Nashim. So Shlomo Zalman seems to paskin that even though it's lahalach l'maisa, you can really do it, it is not the best place to daven. That's clear from halacha. So too, as well, this is what the Shevet Halevi says as well. Rav Vosner, in his tshuva, here was also asked this, actually was 10 years ago, Parshas Chukas, so almost exact, and he says as follows: the inyan hasheela shel halomdim beezros nashim b'shash yatsirim ispalim echtoiv the kitzer the li iyun harvei There's a vikuach ben the gedolim of ha'achroinim ki yadua v'ram v'sorim d'hainu. Right? There's a, basically a machlokes what type of kedusha. The rag of hachol shel kedusha is based kinesis. The most seem to say that it's a little bit less than the kedusha is based kinesis. Asher ki yadua yesh machlokes harishonim im. Become a chuvas, v'ayim a chuvas nifla b'zeh, but chuvas base shlomo, gam a chuvas a maharam, the ezos noshim nase lemokom yachol is palal, right? So he says that some people say you can't even answer, fine. He goes to the same pilpul basically saying that there are some who say no, it's exactly the same, but many say that it's not. The next paragraph, aval posher, yad v'inyan siruf asara nichshav v'shus acheret, legamre, kevin sheyesh mechitzos gemura. Right, this would be the difference between a mechitza gemura, meaning maybe something permanent as well. V'ein kein lo pligi, so there's no shaila here that you can't compare the two. Right, he quotes Orech HaShulchan, and he basically says very similar to Rosh Shlomo Zalman of that you can't be accounted for a minyan as far as tefillah tzibur. So that's really where the question is going to be. So clearly, one thing that we've learned is that it's not the best thing. So what I want to get across is that whatever shuls do and whatever they have to do because of space and because, but if a person walks into shul, right, and it's winter, and 4:30 is mincha, and he's not running late, and he comes to mincha and it's 4:30, and the shul is Baruch Hashem, there are plenty of seats, why would he run upstairs to daven in the Ezos Nashim? That I don't see why a person should do that. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, he's my name is Yosef Tzvila B'tzibor, and the Kiddush and so on and so forth. So it's better not to do it. Okay, you shouldn't run home and tell your wife, you learn tonight, that the Ezos Nashim doesn't have it. The truth is that in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the way it was. It's not such a terrible thing. Interesting halacha that maybe never came up to you. It came up to me once, which was on a plane would be the Shaila. How about davening on a plane? Forget about the other problems. Let's say you have a plane that you are only men's plane, and they allow you to daven on the plane. Or you have a train, right? I had this once on a train where they daven minuch on the train. So you don't want to create a chil Hashem. So can you daven on a train where you have the seats, right? So really, everybody's sitting, let's say everybody has to sit, whatever the situation. A plane's a good example. So everybody's sitting, so you can't see everybody clearly. And the guy's davening. Let's say they let one guy stand. So he's standing in the front. And you have everybody sitting in the seat. So what would be the halacha? So the Sheilas Tshuva, Hisoros Tshuva, which is written by Rav Shimon Sofer. Hashem Yikom Domo, who was killed in the Holocaust, he is the grandson of the Chassam Sofer. So he says, as long as there is enough space between the ceiling and the seat, he was talking about a train here, it would be mutter. As long as he says three tefachim. So as long as the three tefachim, meaning that when a person stands up, you can see him a little bit, he says that everybody can be mitzvah. So here's even a better question, because it's not like there's eight people or nine people together. Everybody's in their own seat. He says that would be mutter. I was thinking, though, on a plane, you really would have to do the three tefachim. You might not have it, because the ceilings are very low, because of the luggage is on top. And it probably is three tefachim. Probably just reaches three tefachim, it should be okay. But normally, you don't have this shaila. He says it's okay. Based on that, the Mishnah Halacha, from Menashe Klein of Brooklyn, so he says that that he thought that based on this, he didn't say, quote, this is true, but that a person who has a mechitza in a shul, as long as if there's a shul that has a mechitza that to the ceiling, to the mechitza is not three tefachim, he doesn't see why that's not the same halacha and you should be able to be counted. So there is a machlokes here of whether a person can be counted or not. But clearly, ideally, number one, certainly for a minyan we wouldn't hold this way, but more importantly, when it comes to best place to daven, the best place to daven is in the shul. There's no question about it. And each place, so if you have a situation where, right, they have this, I don't know if you ever, once or twice go, the Ambra Minyan, 2:15 on Queen Anne. So it's basically in the conference room. So you could sit, mamish, not a lot of people in the conference room, and then basically it's a conference room, you can stand in the office, you can stand outside in the little hallway there, there's a lot of places you can stand. So the question would be, what would you do there? So they hold, I've seen this before, you have to have 10 people in the room in order for them to dive, and they won't dive without 10 people. But good, that's what that looks like. It's better to get yourself in the room, squish in the room, so it might be better, even though it's not safe. Torah still has you're probably better to squeeze into the room. Okay, people are going to be like, who's this guy? Hartstein, who's he? Whoa, is he coming in? He's squeezing in. So maybe you can't. If you can't fit, you can't fit. But if you get there early enough and you can go, that's probably the best place to daven is to daven in the main room where the tefillah is taking place.